This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter on X at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial 929 FM or 680 AM. But we now have more ways for you to stream us anytime, anywhere. You can listen, of course, on the Odyssey app, free to download, free to listen. You can even listen on demand. Also, we are now on iHeartRadio, so you can listen on the iHeart website as well as the iHeartRadio app. The same with TuneIn Radio as well. So again, you got the Odyssey app, you got iHeartRadio, and you have TuneIn, I should say. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. Glad that he is with us. You can follow him on Twitter on X at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day, Jeffrey. A lot of stuff coming up recently.
It has been a little bit more of a newsy Monday than I think we were anticipating. My company back in studio after a couple of weeks down in Augusta. He, of course, the head coach and team director of Team Thad. Follow him on all socials at Dream Big Herd. Coach Herd, good day, sir.
Great day. Great week, Jeff.
Glad to be home.
Yeah.
It's a lot of road time.
A lot of 2 weeks not being in your bed.
Yeah, that is indeed tough. All right, so let's tell everybody we got coming up on the program. We will start with Ross Dellinger's story about Memphis proposing a lucrative offer to join the Big 12. We will get into that story. Then Jason Munns is going to join us. We'll, of course, discuss that with him. He was also down at the courtroom today where Sincere Parker had his first, I don't even know if we'd call it an arraignment. It was the first appearance before a judge. Believe he's expected to be released on bail today. So we'll get his thoughts on that case that came out over the weekend as well. We'll get into the list during hour number two. Big weekend for Scottie Scheffler. He continues his outstanding season. We'll get into that. Some NFL news. I think I found my new Little League World Series, boys. The thing that comes on TV, and I just, they're shoving it down my throat, and we got to talk about flag football. And I am in favor of flag football. Stop preaching to me, ESPN. Like, stop trying to make this happen. So we'll get into that as well. But let's start first with Ross Dellinger's story that went live about 18 minutes ago. Memphis has proposed to the Big 12 a lucrative membership proposal, a serious enough endeavor that league presidents met Monday to discuss the offer, but the proposition is not believed to have the necessary support for now. The proposal from Memphis, one of the most aggressive membership propositions in college athletics history, features hundreds of millions of dollars in sponsorship commitments to the Big 12 from UM-affiliated corporate partners, as well as the school eschewing revenue distribution from the league for at least 5 years. Read, not taking TV money for 5 years, which would be the remainder of the Big 12's current television deal. Multiple sources spoke to Yahoo Sports under the condition of anonymity about the proposal, which is the latest and most serious chapter in the school's effort to move out of the American and into one of the four power leagues. This particular effort began more than a year ago. Memphis president Bill Hargrave has spent at least 14 months visiting with the presidents and top athletic administrators of many Big 12 schools in individual on-campus meetings that have culminated in a membership offer to the league that is expected to be as high as $200 million over the next 5 years. However, this paragraph is also significant. Big 12 officials are in the midst of exploring the proposal, but league-wide support is not there, multiple conference officials told Yahoo Sports. Any expansion move needs the support of a supermajority of the league's presidents and chancellors, or 12 of the 16, to put it into the number that matters. A more finalized copy of Memphis's proposal was disseminated amongst conference athletic administrators in the past few days. Over the past 18 months, the conference seriously explored two expansion proposals from Gonzaga and UConn, only for each to fail to gain the necessary support. This effort is much more lucrative, but hurdles remain. Quote, I'm not certain it has enough support, end quote, one Big 12 leader told Yahoo Sports over the weekend. Quote, we vetted Memphis when we added the other four, Cincinnati, UCF, Houston, and BYU, and chose not to add them, another Big 12 administrator said. What's changed now? However, the proposal was attractive enough to garner weeks of exploration from the conference. It comes at a financially stressful time as the Big 12 leaders work to compete against the Big Ten and the SEC, both with more lucrative television contracts and revenue distributions. The timing is also important. On July 1st, college athletics launched into a new era, which schools can directly compensate athletes in a capped revenue sharing system. The industry has never been more money hungry. The industry has never been in a more money hungry time. Already, Big 12 schools are receiving roughly $1 million in additional revenue from a sponsorship with PayPal. Memphis's proposal would have increased that by at least $2 million with sponsorship commitments from UM partners. The school is historically aligned with partners such as FedEx, Lowe's, and AutoZone. Did y'all know Lowe's? I thought the other two, is there a lot of Lowe's branding?
I didn't know this was a Lowe's city. I thought it was more of a Home Depot.
I knew Lowe's had a connection to the city, but I didn't know they were funneling money into the university.
Lowe's should get more love.
Because AutoZone, you know, we...
Was Brad Martin a Lowe's?
I know Jason and John, we talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago.
About Lowe's.
Like, AutoZone and FedEx, duh. Like, we already knew that.
Yeah, that's obvious.
That's the easy one.
Again, I'm not questioning it. It's like, that was when I read the first story. I was like, I just don't remember there being a lot of Lowe's brand. Like, when you go to the games, like, I don't think of, like, Lowe's branded segments or anything. Like, I don't see any signage. Again,
doubt. If they're putting money into it, I'm not going to complain.
Hey, they're a real silent partner.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Working in the background.
You want partners like that. They're not the one who's trying to be in front of the stage.
That's the best kind of partner. They don't even need their name on anything. Memphis's proposal is described as a, quote, no-risk concept, according to some in the Big 12, and it also sets a standard, perhaps, of expansion fees to enter a league. The school would, quote, take zero distribution for the final 5 years of the league's new television deal with Fox and ESPN, add the sponsorship in excess over $150 million over 5 years, and subject itself to expulsion after 2030-31 if the Big 12 deems it not adding value. The sizable offer represents a historic moment in college athletics of a school literally purchasing its way into a conference, a move that further expounds upon a precedent set by SMU's entrance into the ACC. Remember, with SMU, they just offered to forego any TV money. But they didn't also say, we're bringing all this money as well. We're just offering to, we're willing to take $0. The pricey nature of Memphis's offer speaks to its unwavering desire to elevate to a power conference, something the program attempted to do years ago with the ACC. Under Hargrave and new athletic director Ed Scott, the school has increased investment significantly over the past several years with financial help from sponsors like FedEx and Lowe's. With a massive gift from FedEx coming, the UM officials expect to share a full $20.5 million in rev sharing with athletes by next year. That's kind of also news. We'll get into that. They have told the Big 12 leadership. Any move out of the American would come with another steep price tag. The American exit fee is expected to be at least $25 million, a similar fee that SMU paid the conference upon its departure last year. Where Memphis goes next remains unclear. Pac-12 officials have expressed serious interest in the program and have even offered the school a term sheet last year, something Memphis leaders rejected. Memphis officials have as well held talks with leaders in the Big East about a potential move of its basketball program. All right, so I'll let you, Herd, what are like the first things that come to mind or questions that you have? Like when you hear the details, where does your mind go first?
That's pretty deep. I'm proud of Memphis. I think we waited so long, unlike 20 years ago when Louisville and Cincinnati kind of went at it.
Yep.
I think we waited longer, so that's why we happen to spend so much money. I think we're going at it the right way. You got to get them, because at this point, it feels like if we don't go this route, it's like Memphis not getting a fair chance at. I'm a little scared because it's like one of those things like, let's say a chick turned you down, Jeffrey, but usually, like, if you say you go buy her a car or something, if you go to that extreme.
She at least considers the offer.
You're going to get a date.
Yeah.
You're going to get some stuff. You're going to get a real serious. And it feel like if they turn this down, it'll be a little like you're just not good enough with your money. I don't know how much they offer the ACC, but I think that's the route, even if it only lasts 5 years, Memphis probably going to have to go first because you're not going to do SEC or Big Ten.
Right.
I think the ACC, like SMU did, will probably take this. I think the Big 12 is in a smooth spot where it knows it's not the SEC, but it's still got a lot of leverage. It's still got a lot of good product and still can be a little, you know, cocky or do it how they want to do it.
They feel like they have more stability than the ACC.
For sure.
Because my first thought is, to your point, this all feels like some type of leverage play. So the first question that comes to mind for me is, okay, where's the story coming from? Because in my mind, here are the possibilities. Number one, Memphis leaked it to try and get some pressure out there. Honestly, I'd be a little surprised. I think Memphis would probably prefer that this not have leaked. So I would be surprised if they were the actual source of the leak. Now you start to get to, okay, I guess you could make the argument that the American might have leaked it, but I don't really think that would be the case either, because I think they know the score. The league knows the score, that everybody would rather be somewhere else, but they're fine continuing to do business until someone else has a better option. So I'd be a little surprised by that. What would make the most sense to me is a couple of, it's coming from the Big 12, but now trying to determine where it's coming from or why. It's possible that, as Ross writes in the story, Bill Hargrave has some friends in the Big 12 and in administration roles. I think I can't remember if it was last summer, George, or maybe the summer before, but there's a story about the Baylor president, and him having a good relationship and her kind of stumping for Memphis. So it's possible that it comes from one of the presidents thinking, hey, let's get this story out there and get the pressure on everybody, because in the end, it's one thing to sit there and say, we'll turn down the money. But then when everyone starts asking, what are y'all doing turning down this money? This seems like no risk. Maybe that motivates them to change their mind on the vote, because it seems clear to me at this point, Memphis doesn't have 12 votes in that room. And so perhaps it's coming from that direction. The other possibility in my head is that Juracek, the conference commissioner of the Big 12, he is privy to all the deals that they do or don't have. And it's possible that everyone in that room sits there and goes, like, okay, what are we really talking about here? At the end of the day, it's a couple million bucks. We can find another sponsorship that pays us that. Well, it could also be Juracek going, like, I don't know if those deals are out here, but hey, guys, here is one. Like, and let's get it on paper. The other possibility is the Big 12's leaking it by saying, hey, Memphis, you don't have the votes right now. Sweeten the offer. It feels to me, though, from an, the whole reason the story got out is A, Ross is a good reporter, but B, there is someone that wants this story out there because right now Memphis doesn't have the support. So maybe it's also designed, I guess you could make the argument, one of the schools that Memphis was with wanted to embarrass him. That seems unlikely to me. That's not really how these people do business, but I guess that's a possibility as well.
Yeah, it coming out, I don't know if it embarrasses Memphis or helping Memphis, right? You said it came out, what, 18 minutes ago when you first started reporting. And then that one statement that was made, like, we picked the four that we wanted. You know,
right.
And that's why if I'm Memphis, like, do you really go out to the Big 12 when they came and dismantled this conference and left you behind, right? Man, I don't know how do they, if they turn all that down for Memphis, and I know Memphis, we've been hard on money. So for us to come with the numbers you are saying right now is unbelievable if you don't get in.
So I don't remember what the number was, but not the last time that we just did realignment, I don't know, was that 2019? When did we I feel like we found out about OU in Texas before the pandemic, right? Or am I making that up in my head? Because time is...
It been in the...
Okay, so if you go back to like the 2016 expansion when the Big 12 was trying to make sure everybody wasn't paying attention to the scandal at Baylor and they ran a sham of a... exploring expansion again. FedEx had... As part of Memphis's offer, FedEx was like willing to sponsor the Big 12 title game. Like they were throwing money in, not to this level, but they have at least tried the playbook. This seems like it's just a much more aggressive offer. But I'm with you. If you're someone out there that thinks like, well, this is embarrassing, you're trying to buy your way in. Guys, I think it's very obvious at this point. All of these leagues, if you're someone, here are the schools that are not going to have to buy their way in. If Notre Dame ever decides they want to leave and join a conference, leave its independence, they will not pay a cent and they will get rewarded handsomely. Beyond that,
there's left nobody, right?
I mean, Oregon and Washington basically had to pay their way into the Big Ten. USC and UCLA didn't. But once SMU essentially announced, we're willing to go into this league and take no money for 7 years, that put a price tag down. Because now, if you are a school that is trying to move up, you're going to have to buy your way in. Like that, the precedent was set. Because there's also not a candidate out there attractive enough that you could sit there and go, come on in. Like the precedent was set. So if you're someone that was mocking the fact that they're trying to buy their way in, holy cow, are you paying attention? Like, my first reaction was good for Memphis. Now, the second reaction was, I don't feel really good about the state of the offer because I don't think this story comes. If everything were smooth sailing, what you normally see in expansion and realignment is nothing happens, nothing happens, nothing happens. Boom, USC and UCLA are going to the Big Ten. Nothing happens, nothing happens, nothing happens. It's SEC media days, and somebody from A&M leaks that Texas is heading to the SEC 10 minutes before the league makes the announcement. So it goes quiet, 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 nothing. This is clearly some type of, we want to make this public to make this either a negotiation or to apply some type of pressure.
Yeah, I would say I agree. It's not embarrassing by offering all
that. By the way, quick, we're apparently getting reminded that we're idiots, that the president of Lowe's is a U of M alum. With all due respect, I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, that's more of a Not to throw nobody under the bus tonight. There's more of a something I got.
Again,
Jeff would know.
Under the radar.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Again, not I'm not saying that I'm in the right for not knowing that. I'm acknowledging I didn't know that.
How crazy was the tweet?
I mean, there was a lot of like, bro.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like, you should know that.
Right.
Not, you know.
But then someone just wrote, the Los CEOs of Memphis alum.
Oh, okay.
So that one, like, that one's fine, but, like, there are a lot of people that.
So I didn't know Lowe's started as a Memphis project.
It's not. That's because that's what's confusing. It started from
this. National, right? Or no?
It's this town in North Carolina that I used to, like, go to the Walmarts in selling food. It's like Mooresville or something like that.
Oh, Mooresville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the home of Lowe's.
Yeah, because like, Lowe's is a national company.
Correct.
It's not just in Memphis. Okay. That's something. Like, you know Lenny's in certain places started in Memphis, but I didn't know Lowe's. And you just said Lowe's didn't start in Memphis.
No, it's just the
guy
head
graduated
of the company.
From Memphis.
Correct.
Okay. But as far as the thing that the offer that Memphis is making, I don't think that it's embarrassing to buy your way in. I mean, there's a lot of things in life that's people buy their way in that should be more embarrassing. I don't think trying to get your school where you want it. Now, this is what I do think embarrassing. It ain't embarrassing because you tried. But if this offer keep getting more and more lucrative and we get turned down, at that point, you never get recommended from you never feel bad about trying.
Well, if you want to use your relationship example, I have this theory that every guy is just 1 10 away from being the guy that dates tens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The problem though is getting the 10. But once other tens, it's established that guy, it's part of the DiCaprio thing. It's like DiCaprio, it's just momentum.
Yep,
you need it. It's like once it's established, you date tens, it becomes a lot easier. But I also think it works in the reverse. You start getting rejected, everyone starts going, well, why'd the Big 12 reject him?
Yeah.
Well, what did they find out? Like, you think that everyone's like hiding something and whatnot.
Yeah, like.
When in reality, it's just like, hey, you had to get 16 university presidents on board, and that's kind of difficult.
And Jeff, to keep up with you, like you said, from a relationship standpoint, we are human beings, right? If you gave your best shot, like, I don't care who you is. I know you're talking about tens.
Yep.
I'm just going to speak on Memphis, Tennessee, the single people. Not everybody's always the exception. Most guys who make what the star players of the Grizzlies make can get anybody they want.
Nature's greatest aphrodisiac.
Yeah, because of the money.
Yes, 100%.
So when it's that one girl that turns them down, even in their heart, they're riding back home like watching old highlight films of themselves like, I know they just didn't do this to me, Bill Lowry. And so it's, wrong name. I was just coming
back.
Yeah. Thomas, whoever, right? And so, at Memphis, I will feel a little defeated that if we come with some crazy lucrative and they still, I will, you know, you got that one guy that'll be in the mirror at home saying, I gave it my best. But on some insecurity stuff that we all have, you can't have that same guy balled up in the corner and feel like, I'm just not good enough. Because why wouldn't you get in with a crazy, that's crazy lucrative if I'm hearing what you're saying.
Well, to your point, you probably are also knowing if this can't do, like, they believe they're making the Godfather offer, the offer that can't be refused. But if it gets refused, you're probably, to your point, you're probably sitting there going, like, if they're not going to take this, I don't know what else we can do.
And then you can put yourself out there now that even if you take a lesser conference like the ACC, they're going to at least expect that, which I think
you've set the price. Like, that's the thing. I guess what you could do is you could say, well, if the Big 12 turns this down, shop it and go shop it to the ACC. But my suspicion is, to your point, if the ACC sees the Big 12 turn it down, I can see where they're going to go like, we don't want the optics of being the ones that accepted it.
I don't think they have as much leverage because its teams are a rumor to leave there every day. So I think the ACC do need somewhat of a backup plan.
Okay, here would be the only argument I'd make. You are correct in the sense that, hey, we're worried about these people leaving, But they're also acting a little bit more scared in the sense that I think everyone kind of is resigned to the fact that these people are leaving at a certain point. So let's make as much money as possible right now without sharing the pie.
But if you get a Memphis or something, they're not going to want any other pie. So it's like an SMU, so it would make more sense we're getting more money because two out of the three are leaving. Well, there's 2 years from now, 10 years now. Florida State, Miami, and Clemson. Two out of three will be in the SEC at some point.
Okay, here would be, what if we flip it right here? What if, because in the end, it's unclear to me. I think the SEC covets North Carolina, and I think they'd like to have UVA.
Really?
I know. Everyone has that reaction, but I'm telling you, you got to remember, it's a bunch of executives that covet
no,
the schools.
UVA, they got a lot of big-time money, smart people,
and
UVA.
North Carolina's the same. I'm with you. Like, if hey, how does this help your brand? The problem, though, is what if in the end the Big 12's hesitation isn't necessarily, guys, we don't need this money? Because I think almost every school, if you are in a situation where you are basically just being given a cash infusion with no stakes, like this is not trying to take private equity money, which is going to want something in return. This is, we are giving you revenue. I don't think they're in position to turn it down. What could be happening, though, is what if they're all sitting there going, man, what if these ACC schools can't really find homes? And what if we're offering a better chance for them? And that all of a sudden, they want to be able to make room for Florida State, for all the ACC schools that are unhappy that want to find new homes. And then they'll take their new TV deal to market.
With Florida State.
Right.
So you don't think the SEC wants Florida State?
I think it's difficult to gauge. They'll never say publicly. I think when push comes to shove, they're just negotiating. I think what they're saying is like, yeah, we'll take Florida State, but we ain't paying them the full share. And so I think that's what's happening. But there's also no way of really knowing because technically they're not available.
They're not.
But I'll say this. If the SEC truly wanted Florida State and Clemson, they would have Florida State and Clemson. They don't, because I look at it in these terms. If Notre Dame said they were on the market tomorrow, there would be no hesitation. They'd add them full share, everything. I understand there's some hurdles to jump through, but the reality is if they wanted the schools, they'd have.
No, that's true. But don't you think Clemson bring just as much as or more value than like a South Carolina, though, what they already got?
The key difference, though, is South Carolina is already in.
Yeah, for sure. Like Vandy is already
in,
right? Like, yeah. I played with this a lot with Jason and John. I was one of the few people pushing this narrative that if I was Memphis, I would pick somewhere for the football team. And I've been talking about this like 3-4 years on Jason and John, and I would do the Big East. I feel like Memphis fits the Big East. So 90% before they expanded, 80% of the Big East is similar to Memphis. Like St. John's play in the Garden. Marquette play in Milwaukee Bucks or arena. So they're one of the free ones outside of UConn and Creighton that they have like 6-7 teams that play. Villanova play in the 76ers. You know what I mean? So I think it fit, right? And for some reason, they don't have football, but talking to players that play there and the NIL they're offering in basketball is just as big as any conference right now, the Big East. So that was one thing. Because let's make it real. Memphis is getting great in football, and we're pushing it because football makes so much money. But this will always still be a basketball town. And if the basketball teams could get in that Big East and you're playing UConn and St. John's with Patino and just that, I think that would still be pretty. Now, I ain't saying it'll make them – month, but they're get. I think that would be a start off before you go somewhere you don't want to. Even though I'm one of the three people who actually like the Pac-12 too. I still think it's considered a jump up, but I can see why you don't want to do it. How much of a jump up it is, and the money's not there. But I was a Big East thing. Yeah, I was truly on that road.
I think what is actually disheartening to people is that I think this is true. I think everyone fundamentally acknowledges the Pac-12 as a league would be a better league than what you're in. The problem is it's not as simple as what's the best league? Let's go play. Number one, they're making more money than the Pac-12 schools are going to make already right now. Number two, they got to pay $25 million to just get out. And so you run into the same issue with the Big East, where the Big East's television package doesn't have football. And so when you start parsing it out, it's like $4.5-5 million a school, and you're making more from the American. And so then to make it happen is, okay, if we go independent in football, what does that look like? Because then you're just trying to schedule games on your own. You're not, you know, you don't have any tie-ins, whatnot. Are you still going to have the support? So that becomes a complicating factor. Then you run into this issue of, okay, if we jump into the Big East and we're not making as much money, and while, yes, these are better schools, we're still traveling a ton. We're spending a ton of money to play in this league. Like, it's kind of where the math doesn't necessarily add up. And I think what actually frustrates people is the ideas that make the most sense of what gives everyone the better games, like, that's like considered like way down the list. And I think that's what bothers people.
But see, Jeff, this is where billionaires and millionaires all the time might say, oh, I can't let you borrow $20 a day. I have three kids. But the next day, if they really want to buy a Ferrari, they buy it.
Sure.
The money you about to give away for this, for that deal you just offered for the next 5 to 10 years, and you'll be giving money away, getting a little money is better than that. Now, you hoping, are you knowing that that would turn out great, but you're literally sitting on it. Matter of fact, Jeffrey, when you just read that, I didn't even like the last, you're being so desperate now, I think it said they can still kick them out of it. I would definitely take that line out. So, there's no way. That's too desperate.
So George and I wondered if that was like a kicker that you threw in. Like, George and I wondered, because it's clearly a spicy detail, and it's a detail designed to make people be like, oh, this is risk-free. Why wouldn't we do this? George and I hypothesized, what if it's something that reads really well, but in reality would be difficult to do? Like, it's really hard to remove a school if you invite them in. That's what we were kind of wondering about. All right, so Jason Munns is going to join us next. He has just obtained a statement from the University of Memphis, so we'll discuss this with him next. The statement reads, the University of Memphis is aware of the recent conversations regarding our potential inclusion in the Big 12. While those discussions did not ultimately move in our favor, our university and Memphis athletics are stronger than ever, and we look forward to continue to strengthen our position nationally. That does not read like a, this is still ongoing, but let's talk about it with Munns next to see if I'm interpreting it incorrectly. Stick around, you'll listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
ESPN. Jason Munz is the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Follow him on Twitter on X at Munzley. He joins us each and every Monday. Munz, what are we listening to?
Jeffrey, this is a song called Vulture Culture. It's by a band called Sick Hot. And it's one of those bands that I think I've shared this before. When I travel, I like to go to the record stores in these other cities and stuff. And I usually try to pick up something local to that city. And this was found in Tampa. So it's Sick Hot, and it's their tune called Vulture Culture.
Could Vulture Culture be a replacement term for conference realignment?
Well, I stepped on myself there. I was gonna channel my inner Cody Rhodes and ask you, what do you want to talk about today, Jeffrey? Because literally the last 7 days.
It's a pretty newsy Monday.
Well, forget about just today. I mean, today is as newsy a day as it gets. But like, if you throw in the previous 7 days on top of it, it's been insane. Nolan Smith, Malcolm Dandridge, investigation, hirings, visits, conference stuff. It's been
extensions.
Yeah, man. It's been hot and heavy. So, but Vulture Culture, you would say so, but that would insinuate that the conferences are acting like vultures. And as we learned about 30 minutes ago, hour ago, the Big 12 is like an anti-vulture in this case. They're not trying to pick the bones of any conference. They're good. Like they should change their social media avatar now. And it should just be a sign that says "We good," like, because that's the message that the Big 12 is sending.
I guess this is where what it boils down to for me. And again, we still don't have all the details. We're kind of reacting in real time.
Yeah.
But I think this is fair to say. Either that offer is not what it's getting reported as in terms of the amount of money, or They didn't want Memphis so badly that I just do not think there is a league like the Big 12 that can actually afford to say, we don't want that $200 million injection that comes risk-free. Like, to me, like, that actually, I can see where if I'm Bill Hargrave and Ed Scott, like, this is kind of a devastating day, because it's like, if that offer isn't good enough to get in, I don't know what is reasonably expected from Memphis.
I think that, first of all, I think the bulk of the reporting is accurate, up to and including the number, the dollar figure, the amount.
And I want to be very clear. I think Ross Dellinger is one of the best reporters in the country, so I find it hard to believe that his reporting would be significantly off. I find that almost unlikely.
No, shout out to Ross. He and I...
Natchez boys, right?
No, he's from the coast.
Oh, that's right. His dad's a coach.
He's from the coast, but he and I, he was doing high schools when I started in Hattiesburg. He was doing high schools in Jackson, and so and then he started doing Jackson State after that, and now look at him. but yeah, like, he's great. So so I think that everything, you know, reasonably is when it's all being reported this sort of widely. And none of the details are all the details are pretty much exactly the same, no matter whose report you read, then I think, you know, I think they're pretty accurate. But to get to your point, yes. I mean, like, surely there's a reason why the Big 12, there's a report out there now saying that it didn't even reach a vote. It did not even have to be voted on. Like, everybody just sort of looked at each other and said, "Nah, we're good." It was that swift. And I think I would be shocked if that did not catch Memphis off guard a little bit. I mean, who wouldn't be caught off guard when you put together a proposal, the likes of which is being reported today, for you to be not just told no, to get any sort of answer that quickly? Like, I think that would catch anybody off guard when something happens as swiftly as it apparently has today. But I mean, again, surely they have their reasons, you know, like, and then I have to think that the Big 12 athletic directors and presidents don't believe that splitting the pie any more than it already is. But see, that's the other thing, is like, part of Memphis's proposal was that they were not going to take a share of the pie for the first, until the media rights.
Until through the conclusion of this television deal.
Yeah. So it is a little bit of a head scratcher, and I'm sure you're right. Not only did it more than likely catch Memphis officials off guard, Memphis administrators off guard, it had to be a bit of a gut punch.
Why do you think there's such an administrative infatuation with the Big 12? Because, like, I feel like I've been saying this for a few years now, before even today. It's like, I don't understand why, like, it's, to me, it's like Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football. Like, why would you not, like, why wouldn't you have made this offer to the ACC? Like, I don't know. Like, to me, it's like, I'm not convinced that there's that much stability at the Big 12 level, but, like, I don't know why they focused on them. And it feels like it's been this case since I was in high school.
Yeah, I don't know about, you know, speaking as far back as that, but I feel like in the last handful of years, I think the Big 12, of the two most realistic options, the two most attractive, most realistic options, the Big 12 is probably the most stable. I think most people are, a little bit, leery of what the future is going to look like for the ACC in the next, when their media rights deal is up in 2030, I believe it is.
Yep. Everybody's around then.
Yeah. So, like,
technically their deal doesn't end till 2036, but 2030, 2031 is when it becomes much more reasonable for the teams to leave. Like, now they'd have to pay, right, like $175 million. Then it becomes like $75 million.
Yes, and because of all that, I think there is some, that a lot of people are leery of the fact that the ACC could implode here in just a few years. That's maybe that's part of the thing with the Big 12, is like, we don't need to take Memphis right now. We can sit back and wait for whatever might or might not happen with the ACC, and those might be, to the Big 12, more attractive options than Memphis. That's certainly a plausible explanation for what the Big 12, the decision that the Big 12 made today. I mean, if it's take Memphis now or take nobody now, or if it's take Memphis or nobody now, or it's wait whatever, however many years, 3-4 years, whatever it is, and four years, and take, Florida State or Clemson or, you know, whatever, then maybe that's the more attractive thing for Big 12 ADs and presidents. And if that doesn't happen, if that is not what comes to pass, well, then maybe the Big 12 officials are banking on Memphis still being, you know, sort of quote unquote a free agent, you know, a ready and willing defector from whatever conference they're in at that point, whether it's the American. We should also mention that this is, it's no longer the AAC. It's the American now.
With a mascot.
With a mascot. Is there any other conference that has a mascot?
I asked the question this morning. I don't think so. And then I was also wondering this, is there going to be like a costumed mascot? Like, is the league,
I hope so.
Is the league going to like send the mascot? Like that's good. Like once upon a like time, it's like, league. like that's the game day game. Is the game that what the mascot shows up to?
It's the American's game day game. Yeah. I hope so. I mean, like, lean into it. If you're going to lean into it this far, you might as well go all the way. And you know, so, but I don't know. That's a different story. This one is right now we're talking about conference realignment or not.
Yeah. I mean, I guess though, I look at it this way. SMU was a tell. SMU has been in a conference with a lot of that league. And when they made their big move, they didn't make the big move to the Big 12. And now I know everyone will say, well, there should be some Texas politics there and whatnot. It's like, okay, but they still read the room and they said this is not going to be an option. Like, I'm really struggling for, because now you've set this precedent of, okay, we've made this offer and they didn't accept it. Now I feel like the ACC is going to be like, well, what does the Big 12 know? Like, I think it makes you a lot less attractive.
Yeah, but see, I can also see, I hear what you're saying, but I could also, like, all of this news being, I don't want to say leaked, but getting out to the media today in the way that
we said leaked.
Okay. This news being leaked today, like, I wonder if this was not, if part of the thought process was not, you know, not just letting everyone know that if you're Memphis, you have this sort of stuff behind you now, like not only letting everyone know that you've got $200 million, to give to another conference that if they'll just let you in the door, but also to let, for example, in a very public, showy way, the ACC know, hey, we're
open for business. Yeah.
You guys want to talk, like, we're not going to come to you. We're not going to come knocking on your door, but we're going to make abundantly clear to you, in a sort of roundabout way, that this is what we have. Like, we can do this. If you guys want to talk, maybe we're willing to talk. But they didn't exactly go and just drop it in anybody's lap, in the ACC's lap. They're going to let the ACC come to them
I think that's probably a fair point.
But I can see your point too, though. Like, I can totally see it the other way. Like, maybe this, I mean, like, you know, things can backfire. Like, if that was the thought process, however this was decided to be disseminated to the national media today, if that was their thought process, like, I could totally see that not working. I could see that being something that people would think to themselves, as you pointed out, it's kind of a red flag. Like, you could see that being a potential red flag.
Okay, so before we went to break, we read the statement that you've just gotten from the University of Memphis. You put it out on X, the Everything app. It's all happening on X. How did you interpret the statement?
Well, I think that the way I interpreted it was, Memphis had to say something. And that was, I mean, like, this is, we had to address it. We knew that we were going to be getting questions, like they were going to be getting, you know, requests and questions and things like that in the aftermath of the news being reported. And I felt like it was about as, you know, it didn't really move me one way or the other. Like I don't really have a strong take on the on the statement itself, although except for one key part, and I do believe this, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's the part of the statement where they say that, where they allude to the fact that they're in a better, like they're stronger than ever, I think is the way it was phrased in the statement, that University of Memphis is stronger than ever right now. I think that right there is actually 100% true. Like if today doesn't do anything else, it reveals that Memphis is not messing around. Like they are as serious as can possibly be about this conference realignment stuff. And we all sort of knew, like there was no secret. Like that's, you know, Ed's been very transparent about that, and so is Dr. Hargrave. Like, that is not a surprise. But this right here puts a real exclamation point on it. Because, you know, the thought has always been, well, the reason why Memphis isn't getting out of the American Conference is because they're not trying hard enough, or they don't know what they're doing, or they simply don't have the resources. Well, boy, that just ain't true. Like, Memphis is absolutely trying every possible way, and the most effective way, like they're upgrading their facilities. They're getting better in football. Basketball is winning. And now they've got all these millions of dollars to not only try to entice another conference to invite, to extend an invitation, but some other parts, some other aspects of the reporting that's been done today, revenue sharing, like there's indications from the reporting today that Memphis is starting next year very likely to fully fund rev share. That's news. And
yeah, I mean, I also wondered, doesn't that detail, I think Ross included it as that was their sales pitch. I guess my whole thing is, like, I do think there is a little show your work there, because that would basically mean doubling their revenue from next year, right?
See, no, I don't think so. It might be, I think it would be a little bit south of doubling. Like, I think Memphis this year is north of 50% of the 20.5 million. I don't think they're at, what would that be, 10.25? I think they're north of that. I think they're closer to like possibly 12 for this upcoming season.
And by the way, what did Texas A&M announce that was 51 million this year, and like I think 49 of it went to men's.
And 2.2 I think for the rest of the women's to share. Crazy. That was a crazy detail, a crazy nugget. But I have had some conversations with some people around town and around the university, and I do not think that the 20.5 million is, like, I don't think that is telling your story on Memphis's part.
You think it's real?
I think it's more real than not.
Okay, that's fair.
And so, as one pretty high level donor told me just a few minutes ago, that is very, very strong. And so again, going back to the original question, like that statement where Memphis is saying they're stronger than ever, I think they're absolutely right. I think they're, you know, that's part of what today shows. Like, yeah, the Big 12 doesn't want them for whatever their reasons may be. The Big 12 doesn't want their money, but Memphis has money, like, and they're trying. Like they're trying to get out of the American, and they're trying to get to put themselves in the best position that they possibly can. And so if anything, that narrative gets shut down today.
Okay. And then also this morning you were down at, I guess what we're saying, were you at the courthouse?
Yep.
Okay. So we have the Sincere Parker news. What I was kind of confused about was he has the bail hearing that was scheduled for tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.